Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Tuesday, October the 12th, 2010. This is Investors Political Daily. Headline, Democrat Senator John Snow likely to lose Republican-friendly seat. Senator John Snow, a Democrat from Cherokee County, is down by 16 points in the latest poll conducted by SurveyUSA for Civitas. According to the October poll, GOP challenger Jim Davis, a Republican from Macon County, is leading Snow by 53% to 37%. Now get this, any Democrat incumbent trailing a strong Republican opponent by 16% in a Republican-friendly district in a Republican-friendly year is likely to lose. Remember, this seat was held for 8 terms, that's 16 years, by Republican Senator Bob Carpenter. Davis is a Macon County commissioner and orthodontist. So Republicans can now count on 28 seats in the 50-member North Carolina Senate, and 30 if the toss-up races split down the middle. No financial advantage in 2008, no Senator R.C. Soles, no Senator David Hoyle, Julia Bozeman, Tony Forrest. Here's the best political joke I've heard this year. A North Carolina Democrat goes into a bar, orders a drink, and says to the bartender, "Can you believe those big corporations are helping Republicans buy elections?" Isn't that hilarious? Big North Carolina corporations have been helping Democrats keep Republicans out of power in the North Carolina General Assembly for decades. Democrats would have had to share power long ago if they had not muscled big corporations with little political courage into giving them a disproportionate share of their contributions, thereby enabling Democrats to buy undue influence in Republican and swing districts, ultimately undue influence over the state budget. No financial advantage in 2008, no Senator R.C. Soles. In 2008, R.C. Soles, Columbus County, spent $839,000. His opponent, only $179,000. But he only got 49% of the vote in one of the best years for Democrats in modern history, thanks to the Obama voter registration and turnout operation. No financial advantage in 2008, no Senator R.C. Soles. Republican nominee this year, Bill Rabin, the likely winner, has maintained a 15-point advantage over Democrat David Redwine since the primary. No financial advantage in 2008, no Julia Bozeman. Julia Bozeman, New Hanover County, spent $871,000 to only $250,000 spent by her Republican challenger. She wins with only 52% of the vote. And again, one of the best years for Democrats in modern political history, thanks to Obama's voter registration and turnout operation. GOP nominee this year, Tom Goolsbee, is the likely winner. He has maintained a 15-point advantage over Democrat Jim Lutze since the primary. No financial advantage in 08, no David Hoyle. David Hoyle, Gaston County, spent $645,000. His opponent, only $151,000. Hoyle gets 51% of the vote. One of the best years for Democrats in modern political history. Republican nominee this year, Kathy Harrington, is the likely winner. She had a 56% to 28% advantage over her Democrat opponent in polling done back in May. Same with Tony Forrest. 2008, Tony Forrest, Alamance County Senator, spent $647,000. His GOP opponent, Rick Gunn, spent $387,000. Yet Forrest barely won. 52% of the vote in one of the best years for Democrats in modern political history, thanks to the Obama administration's voter registration and turnout operation. This year, Republican nominee Rick Gunn again is the likely winner. He has maintained a 4% point or greater advantage over incumbent Tony Forrest since late August. Now, if you take away the Obama-driven historic Democratic registration and turnout operation from 2008, throw in a Republican-friendly turnout year, and level the financial commitment, Gunn will win. So, no financial advantage, no Obama, no Senator Soles, no Senator David Hoyle, no Senator Don Davis, no Senator Julia Bozeman, no Senator Tony Forrest, no Senate Democratic majority. Senator Forrest's challenge is how to get the Obama voter back to the polls this fall, without which he cannot win. The Obama voter didn't show up in Virginia, New Jersey, Massachusetts, leading to two new Republican governors and a Republican in Teddy Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat. If Obama voters didn't turn out for Teddy Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts, or for the Democratic gubernatorial nominees in Virginia and New Jersey, why would they turn out for Tony Forrest's seat in the North Carolina Senate? As it turns out, Obama voters were inspired by Obama, not by the Democratic Party. Senator John Snow, Democrat, Cherokee County, down by 16 points in the latest poll conducted by Survey USA for Civitas. Any Democrat incumbent trailing a strong Republican opponent by 16 points in a Republican-friendly district in a Republican-friendly year is likely to lose. Republicans can count on 28 seats in the 50-member North Carolina Senate, 30 if the four toss-up races split evenly. Well, there you have it. Investors Political Daily, October the 12th, 2010. Thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.